אנחנו עוברים לאמונה למעלה מהדעת.
We're moving on to faith above reason, excerpt 16.
אנחנו במסמך של העבודה באמונה למעלה מהדעת, קטע מספר 16.
So we're reading excerpt number 16 in our document about faith above reason.
דברי בעל הסולם בשמעתי צדיק וב.
Except number 16 from Shamati
96.
Hang on, it's coming. The purpose of the work is in the literal nature, since this work he no longer has room to fall lower down, since he is already placed on the ground. This is so because he does not need greatness, because to him it is always like something new. That is, he always works as though he had just begun to work, and he works in the form of accepting the burden of the kingdom of heaven above reason. And the basis upon which he built the order of the work was in the lowest manner, and all of it was truly above reason. And only one who is truly naive can be so low as to proceed without any basis on which to establish his faith, literally with no support. Additionally, he accepts this work with great joy, as though he had had real knowledge and vision on which to establish the certainty of faith. And to that extent, to that exact measure of above reason, to that very measure, as though he had reason. Hence, if he persists in this way, he can never fall. Rather, he can always be in gladness by believing that he is serving a great king. Again, excerpt 16. The purpose of the work is in the literal and nature, since in this work he no longer has room to fall lower down, since he is already placed on the ground. This is so because he does not need greatness, because to him it is always like something new. That is, he always works as though he had just begun to work. And he works in the form of accepting the burden of the kingdom of heaven above reason. And the basis upon which he built the order of the work was in the lowest manner, and all of it was truly above reason. And only one who is truly naive can be so low as to proceed without any basis on which to establish his faith, literally with no support. Additionally, he accepts his work with great joy, as though he had had real knowledge and vision on which to establish the certainty of faith. And to that exact measure of above reason, to that very measure, as though he had reason. Hence, if he persists in this way, he can never fall. Rather, he can always be in gladness by believing that he is serving a great king.
Piti 5.
Piti
5.
What does it mean that he has no support, no foundation? How can it be? He's got belief in the sages, otherwise he can't work.
No. He's going above reason. He's not receiving anything, only cancelling himself. Only annulling himself. And then it is certain that he's got nowhere to fall. And then he is in a state like nature, And that's the safest situation, the lowest. This is why he can't be harmed in any way. Nothing can, he can't make mistakes. He is simply in a situation where there cannot be a lower state, a worse state than his, and he agrees with it. And this is really the true state that he, according to his body, his desire, is in. So what's bad about it? It's just that from his perspective, from the perspective of his part in the Kli of Adam HaRishon, in that part he's come to a state where he is zero. And out of that he begins to rise, but not under his name, but in a way that he connects to others. Just imagine a part in the system of Adam HaRishon that cancels itself completely. And then it connects to others and begins to grow, to format itself, to arrange itself, only to the extent that it receives influences from others. So of course it grows correctly. And of course it will not make mistakes. Because this is the best, truest, most correct way that can be. He doesn't want anything of himself. He doesn't do any act of his own other than annulment. And how he is included in everyone where he is zero and what everyone wants from him. And then he is ready to grow in this way. They want this, they want that, they want this, that. And this is what I should be.
So he has no support, no foundation, means he doesn't have a personal foundation?
He has the strongest personal basis. He himself becomes zero and grows only with relation to others, in order to connect to others, in order to be an integral part, a correct integral part in the assembly or the collection of all the souls. Baal HaSulam has given you here an understanding of how a person truly approaches his correction. It's not clear? Well, I don't know. If this is what you're saying, then I... You've got the system of Adam HaRishon. And there's a tiny part over here. Now, how can that part become corrected? It is completely egoistic. It's totally egoistic. That's his ego. So how can it? So, it's very simple. Number one, it turns itself into zero. One big null, zero. Number two, he begins to reveal others what they want from him. Yeah, what do they want from me? Number three, how can I make myself according to what they need? So instead of zero, he makes of himself what they want from him. Right? And then, according to this, he also raises a prayer. It's called man.
Okay.
And according to this, he receives mud. And then achieves correction. But what correction? Because every time he's got all kinds of those are the ones around him, and then not around him, not next to him, everyone like that, everyone connected through him, through this, through that, connected to him, because in an integral system, there's nothing that's not connected to him. So he constantly works this way in circles, right? He has these bigger shapes, bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, until all the desires connect to him, and he constantly engages in, let's say, to the extent that he is in a certain soul that he put together. If it's not enough, he puts it together in a different way, then again in a different way, more and more so, until he comes to a state where he takes up, occupies the whole soul of Adam HaRishon. And this is called Neshama, soul.
What
does it mean that the foundation on which he builds the work is in the lowliest state? There's no support. Shouldn't the foundation be greatness?
He's got no support of himself, but only what others demand of him, only what the general system, only what this general system needs is what he receives as a situation that shines for him, that tells him what to do. Otherwise, tell me, how will he do it? Otherwise, it's best to sit and do nothing. He restricts himself and says, I don't need anything for myself. For myself, I need nothing. What do I want? What those around me want from me. I will build myself according to what they want from me. And then it will be correct the way I build myself. I have no other way. I have no other direction. So I come in contact with them. I become included in them like in a ten that we learn. And by this I build myself. And this is the only way I can build myself correctly. I did this. I made a ten with them, meaning ten sfirot, one potsuf, my first potsuf. Then I continue with a second potsuf, a third, etc. I begin to grow until I come to the general soul of Adam HaRishon, and everyone must come to it. Why? Because he built that system out of his own point. His own point. You understand? And you will build a system out of your point, and he out of his point. And so it is, likewise, until they all build a system, each out of his own point. Now this is no longer a circular system, but round. It's like a ball where you have infinite directions. It's not a surface or an area or a ball. It's something that as many souls as there are in the soul of Adam HaRishon,
הצורה הזאת של הנשמה המתוקנת.
So is the form of this corrected soul as a result of the inclusion that they come to. Kiev.
Да, дорогой Раф, вот согласно рисунку, который вы нарисовали, вот вы сказали, что я сначала строю 10 сферот свои первые в десятке, а потом присоединяюсь.
According to the drawing, you said I first build the 10 sferot in the 10, then I add another 10 sferot and another 10 sferot. How does it happen? How do I add sferot out of the connection in the 10?
Это происходит в тебе. Ты соединяешь их, а та...
You... accumulate them inside of you. You want to build yourself from them. And by serving them, by exerting yourself in them, by annulling before them, you become included in order to be annulled, in order to serve. You have to be included with their desires, their forces, so as to do for them what they want. The only question is, to do their will. Yes, make your will like His will. And out of that, you grow. So by this, you acquire, by serving them, you acquire them. And by acquiring them, you basically are sculpturing yourself, building yourself correctly. Because otherwise, you can't.
So, can you say, we're talking about adding additional tens to our world kli?
No, we're talking about how a person works in a ten.
Да, но это первый круг, который вы нарисовали, а потом вы сказали присоединяющий.
Yeah, that's the first circle, but you said we're adding more circles.
Yes, of course there are other tens there, but we will learn about it. And they also change every time. It's not like he's working with a constant ten and he is constant or fixed. It's all changing. It all changes, but it gets clear along the way. We're not going to scrutinize it now. Chelyabinsk.
Здравствуйте, Рав. Скажите, а вот эта внутренняя работа человека проходит
the men's inner work. Does it take place after the acquiring of the screen or before?
This work in itself brings the person the masach. When he works on wanting to connect with others, by this he performs all the actions that in the end his desire grows and the masach, the screen over the desire grows, and that way he begins to see himself already being in faith above reason, because he's connected to others in order to serve the others. And this is exactly the manifestation or expression of faith above reason. Bulgaria.
Относительно точка 3. За чего я молюсь?
In relation to the third point, what am I praying for? Am I praying for the Creator to overcome my resistance? Or am I praying for the Creator to correct the friends and change something in me towards Him?
I pray that the Creator will correct me so I will be able to connect to the whole outer kli, as much as I feel it, and that I will serve them. All of our raising of man, all of our prayer is about serving, just like the Creator serves all of creation. We want, through creation, to serve the Creator. Volga.
ту работу, которую вы говорили с Владом, ведь эту работу...
The work that you just spoke about with Vlad. You can do it also with one friend. Why do you need nine people and ten? Can you explain?
My desire comes from a system called Adam. And that desire is not one desire. It is a result of nine all kinds of phenomena, qualities that are called the first nine sefirot. And therefore, even my desire, that it seems simple to me, like it just wants to receive, it always contains within it nine different desires that operated on it. These lights built it, and it also consists of its own desire, Malchut. Malchut of Malchut. So accordingly, we have to work in our ten. Where although it doesn't seem to us like, what's the difference? This is spirituality, this is corporeality. What if I'm in a five or in a six or whatever? Will anything change? It will change something, but when you begin, let's say you have, where are you? We're talking about Bulgaria? Oh, Volga. All right, let's say you're four, like we see you. Let's say you are four, okay? When we begin to work, we will still discover, each of us, that he consists of ten. This is how it comes to us from the Kli of Adam HaRishon. This is why when you broke, each piece consists of ten. When you break it again, it'll still consist of another ten. There cannot be less than ten. Less than ten is non-existent. It doesn't hold the upper light in it. In order to be existent, to be in reality.
Ashkelon.
Ashkelon.
The exertion that brings to zero and the exertion in the work from zero. Can we say that the same exertion, simply above the forces he has, or is there an upgrade there? Is something happening?
It is what he has, but it comes by upgrading from degree to degree. Yes. All right, PT 24, 25, and we'll move on.
The feeling of what does the 10 want from me comes only after I bring myself to zero, or are there desires in the 10 I can feel and annul towards?
And that feeling of what the 10 wants from you depends on how much you annul yourself. Because it's possible that you're not annulling yourself at all, and you have no question because you don't feel that they have any demand of you. It all depends on your annulment.
So my annulment is when I can feel exactly what it needs from me and work accordingly.
Yes, and then you begin to work in this correctly. All right, Owen, where are we?
Excerpt number 17. From Rabash, Volume 3, The Sanctification of the Month. A person must take upon himself the burden of the Kingdom of Heaven on the lowest quality and say about it that to him, even that state, the lowest that can be, meaning one that is entirely above reason, when he has no support from the mind or from the feeling,
שאין לו שום סמיכה מצד השכל וההרגשה
שיוכל so he can build its foundations on it, and at that time he is seemingly standing between heaven and earth and has no support, for then everything is above reason. Then a person says that the Creator sent him this state, where he is in utter lowliness, since the Creator wants him to take upon himself the burden of the kingdom of heaven in this manner of lowliness. At that time, because he believes above reason, he takes upon himself that the situation he is in now comes to him from the Creator, meaning that the Creator wants him to see the lowest possible state that can be in the world. And yet, he must say that he believes in the Creator in all manners. And this is considered that he has made an unconditional surrender.
Read it again.
Again, a person must take upon himself the burden of the kingdom of heaven on the lowest quality, and say about it that to him, even that state, the lowest that can be, meaning one that is entirely above reason, when he has no support from the mind or the feeling, so he can build its foundations on it. And at that time, he is seemingly standing between heaven and earth and has no support. For then everything is above reason. And then a person says that the Creator sent him this state, where he is in utter lowliness, since the Creator wants him to take upon himself the burden of the kingdom of heaven in this manner of lowliness.
Question for a workshop. How do we remind one another that everything that we receive, feel, everything that happens to us, everything that we experience, it all only comes from one source, none else besides Him. In each and every moment, whatever a person gets every time, and what he feels in the ten, how can we announce to each other, and how do we remain in one feeling that there's only one force working, dwelling on us, controlling us? Without this, we cannot start responding correctly. It all starts only from that. That I, in each and every moment, am under the control of the upper force. And before that, nothing. He is in control. That's it. How can we organize our life in a way that we're only in this? That first of all, there is one force working on us, each of us and each and every one. Come on. Workshop.
It's clear that I myself don't have the force to do it alone, so I need the force of the ten. But in order to get the force from the ten, I have to remind myself that I need the force of the ten. It's a feedback, but it has to start from me.
We also need to speak about it all the time. That we're reminding each other that everything is in the ten. The ten is the kli to reveal the Creator. That's how we have to remind each other that there's none else besides Him, and it's all from Him, and He's the good that does good. and to create this atmosphere that lets everybody come back to it.
It seems to me also that there are three means. One is that the friends that we should give an example to each other. The second is sources, what the Kabbalists tell us about it, how they relate to all this thing. From there we can take an example for ourselves. And the third is Rav, so that we can always be under his guidance. But the example we set for each other is the strongest.
And we can also say that to the extent that we are concerned that it's in the friends, except for that, we can't hold on. Every person can make efforts to hold on to the sources, efforts for himself, that he won't run, that he will remain in that feeling. It'll always leave him. The mutuality is the key.
I think we should encourage annulment as much as we can in the ten, as Rav drew. And from that, we can get more strength. Just to annul my intellect and to let the light work on me. Let the ten direct me all the time to dissolve in the ten more and to discover together that there's no one besides him.
For it to happen, we have to just make sure that each one is always under the influence of the ten.
One more thing is we have to be patient with each and every friend. We're all going through different situations, and we need to lower the ego and to increase the level of patience for the friends.
Yeah, it also works on that gap that he reveals every time, that he's not in this, that I can't hold on to this, that I can't see the connection between what's happening to none else besides him. And from that, again, to find importance, strengthen the ten in order to develop life in a way that we connect everything to none else besides him.
Rami, maybe you can speak already.
We need to publish this between us, to advertise it, to give importance to the ten. And then what we advertise between us, that there's a one force, the good that does good, working on us, that will become our reality. Because that's how it works.
It
seems to me that what we publish between us is the prayer Itai was talking about, because we want it and we really yearn for it to live in the friends. When we come with such an intention, everyone gains.
In the end, the feeling of what's built in you or in us comes from the light, from the Creator. We, on our behalf, have to make an effort to hear what the teacher is telling us, the way he's directing us, and work according to that.
The upper force bestows upon the ten, not on any of us alone.
We will go to the next part of the lesson that will be from Introduction to the Book of Zohar, and before we'll sing a song.
קשורים אחד לשני עכשיו ביחד הולכים אל העולם נפתחים אתה ואני קשורים בלב הכללי כולנו כבר מסכימים ערבות היא תנאי החיים מתעורר הניצוץ שבלב לעולם יש תקווה אנושות חדשה חוק אחד מחפר את כולנו ביחד לכולם משותף הכאב הבחירה היא שלך לשנות את הגישה צריך ללמוד איך לתת במקום איך לקחת זו לא סתם תיאוריה נחזור לחיות בהרמוניה והחוק הוא ברור שאהבה זה חיבור אתה ואני שורים אחד לשני עכשיו ביחד הולכים אל העולם נפתחים אתה ואני שורים בלב הכללי כולנו כבר מסכימים ערבות היא תנאי החיים takes a breath for the very first time this world is a child and it's awakened this world has been born a global connection no longer concealed one step at a time we'll walk together we all share the pain no choice but to change